So it turns out maybe we don't have to have our kids in masks. Should we have a debate? No. Dr. Fauci says he is the all-powerful Oz and we shouldn't question him. That's a real problem in a free country.
He has a specific problem with you and Senator Cruz. For Senator Cruz, he said what happened on January 6th. What does a doctor care about what happens on January 6th or 7th or 5th? I mean, what does that tell you where his mind is at? Clearly, you're under his skin.
It shows you that he's a rank partisan. But, you know, you've seen how he pushes back now. He just calls everyone else liars. The only thing that affects this disease are vaccines and also natural immunity. But the one thing they're ignoring, if he wants to talk about the science, the current vaccine's not working very well. It worked very well in April or May of this year when cases went down to less than 10,000 a day, but it's not working very well. They have a Delta variant vaccine. They've had it for months. How come they're not producing it? How come it's not out there? Are we going to need a new vaccine? Finally, the head of Moderna is saying, yes, we're probably going to need a new vaccine, but that's what we should be talking about. How come we don't get a new vaccine every year or so the way we do for the flu, and how do we make it easier for a new vaccine?
I can't complain, but sometimes I still do. Life's been good.
You know, there's news out there that there is a vaccine already sitting there, but because we haven't used up what, you know, they mass produced them, and then we've given a lot to the rest of the world, but there is a new version of the vaccine out there that's stalled right now because of red tape and politics. Probably Fauci.
Corporate money.
Right.
Greed.
Well, yeah. I mean, they invested all this money in the government. Holy cow, these companies are being paid by our government. I mean, we didn't have to pay for the vaccine, and that's, you know, that's nice. But they have mass-produced this puppy, and, you know, the new one's sitting there kind of like those boats off the shore of California being ready to unload, but
nobody's
there.
This is the same thing with the people who, you know, everybody's got these warehouses full of masks.
Right.
They're like, don't stop the mask mandate yet. Right. We have too many masks. Right. We've got to sell them. It does make you wonder.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, just a little.
How that is. So, yeah, a little bit of that going on.
So it's Thursday.
It is Thursday. That means it's Life Hack Thursday.
It does.
We got some good ones. Ooh, I wonder if Salty will call with a life hack. He usually does.
He could have one,
I guess.
One
can only hope.
Yeah, well.
Although we didn't hear from him yesterday.
We didn't, and we put the salt shaker out.
I know. That's unusual.
Saying that we want him as our celebrity endorsement.
Right.
For insane radio deals.
Yeah.
I don't know if the
I'm
word.
I'm surprised he wasn't all over that. He must not have been coherent at that during that part of the show.
It's
That's
possible.
All right. We're barely coherent ourselves.
Yeah, this is true.
Here's our thought of the day for this Thursday. Are you ready?
Yep.
Nope, this isn't the right one. Hold, please. Hold, please. All right. Be miserable or be motivated. The choice is yours.
Oh, okay.
How are you walking around?
I'm trying to be motivated.
There you go. You can either use that to make yourself unhappy or you can use that as motivation to move on and do things.
Mm-hmm.
434-248-0704 is our text number. And we always give you that this time of the morning because we want you to participate with our Mind Jam trivia.
Boy, this one's this one really goes deep for us pet lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Today is National Mutt Day.
Woohoo!
Yeah. With the popularity of canine DNA testing, we're now able to determine what breeds make up most of our mutts. More than 1,000 mixed breeds were randomly tested. Can you guess which breed is found,
the breed that is found in most of our mutts.
In most of our mutts, right. I'm trying to get that wording done right.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a thread of sorts,
right,
of DNA in each mutt. And we're trying to get you to guess which breeds are found in most
and
of
I
our mutts.
And I think there's actually like a top five. Mm-hmm. Probably, but we want you to guess which breed is found the most.
Right.
434-248-0704. I want to do the DNA testing on Buddy.
Yeah.
But it's expensive.
I have a breed in mind.
Oh, that you think this might be?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll find out
I
here
will
in a
share
little bit.
My answer a little bit later, mm-hmm. not to influence yours. I want you to think and don't Google it.
We're getting some good answers
are
in
we?
Here.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
they're guessing the ones that are in the top five for sure.
Oh, really good.
You guys are knowing your pups.
On top of it.
Yeah. On this day in history, in 1859, abolitionist John Brown is hanged for murder, treason, and conspiring slaves to revolt in Charlestown, Virginia. I thought it was West Virginia, but I guess Harper's Ferry is where it all went horribly wrong. Mm. And we were talking about this off the air yesterday.
Right.
I don't know when John Brown turned from a murderous, killer to a hero, but he's got quite the PR person now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any issues with where he stood on, mm-hmm. on slavery, most certainly not. But my gosh,
yeah,
the way he went about it, and yeah. it was so failed and mm-hmm. flawed and just violent for violence
right.
sake.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know when that happened, but it's definitely happened. Also, wow. in 1978, this song hits number one and stayed there for a while from Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand.
When you think I could learn how to tell you goodbye, but you don't say you need me.
Yes,
it's a good song. It really is.
They talk about leaving the lights on. You don't turn the lights off, or you don't take your clothes off. The tub's around. Wait, oh, that's me. The tub's around is there for a reason.
You leave your socks in the bathroom floor.
Right. Exactly.
Ollie's grabbing your underwear.
Oh, stop.
You don't take the Christmas lights off the tree.
I don't.
Anymore. 2014, comedian Bill Cosby resigns from the Board of Trustees of an American university following renewed sexual assault allegations.
Yeah.
They're trying to get him back in prison.
Isn't that double jeopardy? I guess, if there's enough people lined up, I guess, that can...
I think it has to do with they're saying that the way they got him out wasn't legitimate and all this stuff. So yeah, they still haven't given up on him.
Time will tell.
Mm-hmm. Hey, in 2018, trade war truce agreed to between President Donald Trump and the Chinese president at the G20 meeting in Argentina. What?
Yeah.
What?
It happened.
A temporary truce has given both leaders breathing room to soften the blow on steep tariffs.
The issues cover everything from purchasing more goods, which we've always talked about, but more importantly, protecting intellectual property, eliminating forced joint ventures, protecting U.S. technology currency. This was a big part of the discussion. We want to make sure that they don't depreciate the currency.
Mm-hmm. Which they do. They manipulate the currency to screw with us.
Well, that's all gone to in a handbasket.
It really has. That's one of the things I can't understand why Hollywood and the arts community wouldn't get behind Trump, because intellectual property is a big deal. And they could care less. China could care less.
Well, I mean, does it affect that industry as much?
Well, I mean, if you can mass produce or make things free that you would normally charge for. I mean,
if you can... They're in China watching Shark Tank going,
sure.
So we can do that. We can do that cheaper. We can do it,
My son was in Russia once, and this is 15 years ago now, was handed or he was approached to buy some software. And my son was Microsoft certified. And he said the stack of disks, it was five, mm-hmm. is worth like $15,000, and he could have bought it for $50 because they were mass produced.
Oh my gosh.
And that's when, we're putting a lot of things on CDs, which they've gone to the cloud now. You can't do that as easily, although I'm sure there's ways to get around that. But he was offered, $15,000 in software for $50. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's gone now, but now, we were headed in the right direction.
He did buy something while he was there.
What was that?
You remember my big fat Greek wedding?
Yes.
He bought for $3, I think, the movie, and it was still in the theaters. He brought it back from Russia.
Was it in Russian?
No. It was in English, but it was a pre release.
Okay, so it had like the same.
Some different things at the beginning, like commercials that would go to movie theaters and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was a pre-release to theaters.
Oh, gotcha.
So it was an interesting thing.
It was amazing to me when I was in New York. There were always, you know, guys with boxes on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they were selling Bridges of Madison County, which was a really big book at that time. And, you know, they were selling those for like $5. They were hardcover, mm-hmm. all this stuff. And I was like, is it really the Bridges of Madison County? Or is it like, you know, some knock off that they just slapped a cover on. I was always very suspicious of that, especially after I bought the bad umbrella that shot across the lobby when it
James Bond.
Because if it rains there, they pop up, and all of a sudden everybody's selling umbrellas, and when the sun comes out, they're selling sunglasses, and it was just crazy. And I bought one because it was pouring down rain. The next day I went to in the lobby to open it up before we went outside, I hit the button and it literally flew
shot
across
out of your hand.
Yeah, it did.
Oh my gosh.
Not the best made product, probably, but you know, you get what you pay for. Let's do our celebrity birthdays.
Sure. Aaron Rodgers, quarterback, Green Bay Packers.
Until a couple days ago, I had no idea what COVID toe was. And as much as I enjoy the show with Pat, do you have COVID toe?
I'm glad you asked. No, that's actually called disinformation when you perpetuate false information about that individual. I have a fractured toe, so I expect a full apology from Molly Knight and whoever her editors was. I did get a kick out of reading that article.
This is only a few days old, this interview, because, you know, of course, he got in trouble for saying he was vaccinated, but
he wasn't. Right.
So had some fun with that.
I think you have to have COVID in order to get COVID toe. Pretty sure. I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything, but that's my guess.
Do you know karate? This next girl does.
Yes, she does.
Goodness.
And it made a pretty interesting angel, I think.
Yeah.
Lucy Liu, turning 53 today.
As your leader, I encourage you from time to time, and always in a respectful manner, to question my logic. If you're unconvinced a particular plan of action I've decided is the wisest, tell me so. But allow me to convince you, and I promise you right here and now, no subject will ever be taboo.
Yeah, and she's holding somebody's head that she had just severed in her hand, giving that little speech.
What was that in?
Kill Bill.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Pretty violent.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Also having a birthday today is Daniela Rua, turning 38 years old.
In the last 72 hours, eyewitnesses have placed you at the beach.
Yes, Guinchu. It's 30 minutes away from Lisbon. Beautiful.
In the city center, at 3 award-winning restaurants.
With a free bottle of wine. No joke.
In Sintra.
I happen to like history and culture.
Downtown Lisbon, riding a tuk-tuk like a pro.
I'm always a pro, even if it's for free.
Somehow I doubt that.
That's from NCSI. She's a very pretty lady. Talking about somebody who can throw down and put a 9 mil in your face in about 3 seconds.
She's a tough girl, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This next lady, she's struggling a little bit, but
but she's free now.
She is free now. Hashtag free Britney. She turns 40 today. I think I did it again.
Is that really singing? Does she have to push her voice down the diaphragm and bring it back up to make it sound like that almost?
I don't know.
Britney Spears, 40 years old and finally free. Yeah.
And still doing wildly inappropriate things.
Yeah.
I think we have mental health issues going on
there. Yeah, there's somebody could use some of that.
You know, it's really sad when this next guy seems to be, you know, more grounded than Britney. But it's true.
True.
Rick Savage of Def Leppard is turning 51. Oh, yeah.
I thought he would be older, but it does kind of make sense. 80s, they were huge.
Well, and young.
Yeah, very young.
I mean, they may have even been saying they were older than they actually were.
It probably got them out of some legal.
I wouldn't know anything about that. I was singing in bars when I was really, really, really young. I mean, I was very heavily supervised.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, because that was one of the few places you could, you know.
Okay.
polish your trade there a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, understood.
Interesting. All right. You guys are doing a great job. Oh, Randy says he's cutting back on his sugar consumption. All right, well, then we shall not pour some sugar on you, okay? Actually, you can pour it on you. Just don't pour it in your mouth, and you'll be fine. 434-248-0704. Oh, that's our number. You guys are sending in those guesses, and I like it.
Let me give you this one more time. It is about today being National Mutt Day, all right? National Mutt Day. With this popularity of canine DNA testing, which I didn't really know existed, it's we're able to determine what breeds most of the mutts are. And there is this, there's like five certain breeds that seem to,
everybody has a
little bit of it in them, or every dog, I should say, has a little bit of it. Can you guess which breed is found in most mutts out there among the peeps in America?
Yeah, we'll tell you what those mutts are when we return here on the Morning Jam.
Hungry for some truth with a side of common sense?
You want answers?
Then you found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam. Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
I did a rejoin for Brittany because we might not hear from her for a while now that she's free.
I don't know. As long as she's got her camera and the bikinis on hand, we're probably going to be hearing from her.
Yeah, because one of the first things that the news released is that she decided to do a photo shoot of herself practically naked.
Yeah.
That's Brittany. That's the Brittany we know and love.
I'm sure your kiddos are enjoying that.
What did Disney do to these young ladies?
I don't know.
I can think of three off
Disney's
the top of my...
not Disney anymore.
Yeah,
off the Hasn't top of my head. Hasn't been for a while, you know?
Miley and what's the other...
Christina Aguilera.
I didn't know she was a Disney kid.
She was a Mickey Mouse kid.
Really? I'm thinking of the one that was in Herbie.
Justin came out okay.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
Yeah. He's pretty solid.
For the most part.
Yeah.
There's that. Hey, it's National Mutt Day.
It is.
Do you know that this is celebrated twice a year? It's celebrated today and then again at the end of July.
How in the world?
I don't know. That's a big national day when you get to celebrate it twice.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So here's the question. It is National Mutt Day, and we have DNA testing for animals now. I'm not sure why.
Oh, yeah. Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about cats. Anyway. I didn't realize
there were so many different breeds of cats. I educated myself on that yesterday.
We found out the other day that they're all crazy anyway, so it doesn't matter.
It's true.
That's where it goes back to crazy. More than 1,000 mixed breeds were randomly tested. Can you guess which breed is found in most of the... of these mutts.
Did I put 1,000? Yeah, it's more than a million.
Oh, it's more than a million. Okay, so it's 1,000 here.
There are five most common breeds.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to run them from five to one.
Okay, good.
Number five, German Shepherds, known for their intelligence and athleticism. They came in at number five. Chihuahuas were number four.
Wow.
They've been traced back to the time of ancient Mayans in Mexico.
Okay.
And they have had, plenty of time to infiltrate the gene pool there. though they be small, they be mighty. And then number three, we have, I had a Chihuahua, and he was quite the Casanova, let me tell you.
Oh, really? Wow.
He's like, how you doing?
Wow.
And it didn't matter what breed the dog was either.
Interesting.
Number three is a Chow Chow.
Huh.
So that surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
But apparently they first appeared 2,000 years ago in northern China.
Okay.
And was among the top 10 Kennel Club registered breed in the 80s. So that I think that's what happened there.
Interesting.
Number two, a lot of people guessed today.
Okay.
Labrador Retrievers.
Yeah.
The most popular dog in the United States, which is probably a good reason why we see so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, what do you think number one was?
I thought Basset Hound was somewhere in there.
I thought Beagle. Yeah. I guessed Beagle. Mm-hmm. I figured there would be a hound in there. No.
They didn't even make
Staffordshire Bull Terriers.
Wow.
I love a Staffy.
Huh.
I love a Staffy. I don't love their hair.
Right.
They shed a lot. But yeah, They're the number one breed.
How about that?
That shows up in our mutts.
So if you, and this goes out to our listeners as well, if you were a breed, what would you want to be? And you can mix it up. I mean, I'd like to be half this and half that.
I worked somewhere one time at a radio station, and they were talking about spirit animals and stuff.
Right.
And they would say, if Janet were a dog, she would be a Pomeranian. And I wasn't. I think that's because I had a lot of hair back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of big and long. And
right.
I think maybe that's what that was.
Okay.
Of course, they're also very stubborn, so that could have had something to do with it. I don't know.
Well, if you were a breed or a mixed breed, what would you be? Text us 434-248-0704. Now, we're not going to let you get off the hook with just tell us what. We want to know why, just like Janet explained why she was.
That's what I think it was.
Yeah. I think I know what I might be.
Randy, Jay, I'll be assigning your dogs to you.
Oh, so Janet's going to do it for you unless you do it first.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.